We're going to do another psycho right now, the whole time. So another reason why it's important to learn these halachas in order to bring Mashiach, he says, is because in the psycho on the third day here, in the end of the first day, it says, Oy nimtza mefor, in the end of the second day, it says, Oy nimtza mefores b'medrash Rabba Parshas Kiseitze, page 6 in that edition. So the Shekhinah doesn't want to rest amongst Chayis when they're saying Lashon Hara. So why not? So he says, because it's a Pasuk. Mikra Bafurish. But he Bishur Melech, but he's Asif Rashi Am. When is Bishur Melech? But he's Asif Rashi Am. When the Rashi Am are together. When Chayis is Ba'achtas. And if Chayis is Ba'achtas, then Chayis can. Then they can host Kadosh Baruch Hu as their melech. Okay, now, by the way, just a word on Achdus. So, Achdus doesn't mean necessarily that everyone has to be doing the same thing. Achdus means that even though you're not doing the same thing, we still respect you.
We need to respect. But it's not Eretz Yisrael. Was for sure not Achus. There's one Sabbath that was really getting at the Torah. Yeah.
When?
Like during this whole 3 months, last 3 months, wherever. Like when protests outside, the Master of Negation, that's all, and this and that. Like, it's fighting against the Torah.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about within. I don't know about that. I don't know. But the no, because I'm bombarding something else that like a person there's like a call to do something, and if you don't do it with me, then all of a sudden no,
Achdus is the same like the body parts.
Each one has their own mission and its own expression of how they express themselves.
Shvatim have their own different shvatim. They're all b'achdus,
and you have to respect each other, and that's that. And that's because no, the main thing is not to speak lashon hara about it. How could the brachas come that we want when there's a mefusha aror in the Torah, aror makir re'eu basaser shu kael shenar? So you're being Isaac in something which is bringing an aror, and you're wanting to get a bracha. It doesn't work. Olvadze lo yaduah u'magamar de'erchen anal shugoydel ha'oven azeh hu ad ein shir ad shamu alav shu kikoyfer ba'ikra chas v'shalom v'omu b'yushalmi depeshen nefroim min adam avor zeh ha'oven ba'ilam azeh v'akeren kayemes lo'ilam haba. So it's pretty serious. It's up there with the list of avers, which is the you get nefroim ba'ilam azeh and the keren kayemes lo'ilam haba. What is the list of those avers? What is the list of those things? Oh, amen. So what's the list of those avers? So the list, just the list of those avers on the list, it says, "Elu dvarim shadam oicha perasein ba'olam hazeh that karen kayemis lo'olam haba." Right, our mission we say. So what's the tzad shavet between all those things which are karen kayemis lo'olam hazeh, paris ba'olam haba, paris ba'olam hazeh, karen kayemis lo'olam haba? What's the tzad shavet between all those things? They're all ben on chaver. So the idea is that since I did a double edged thing, I helped someone, plus I also did Ratzon Hashem. So Mamela, I get Paris of it in this world, because that's copy that I helped someone. But the mitzvah Shabbai is still 100% Kayim Lailam Abba. Yeah, I'm not sure what that is, but there's a big cash on top. The last one is Talmud Torah. So this is the big part that I said this over a coil dinner one year. That the Talmud Torah is that the Talmud Torah can get kulam in this that it's helping other people. That is that when someone's helping, when someone's learning, they're bringing down so much bracha and shpa into the world, so that there's taka ben al chaver element in the learning itself. That he's helping Klal Yisrael. So that's why that he provided sustenance to Klal Yisrael. So he's getting Paris by Olam Hazeh and Kermes Olam Haba. That's the Chara Pash Pshat on the Mishnah. That's Kishmak Pshat. So he's saying Lashon Hara is the flip side. Lashon Hara is Mazik, plus it's going against the Ratzon Hashem. So Memel of the Nifroin Minadam Ba'avor Zeh by Olam Hazeh and Kermes Olam Haba is the flip side of that. So Shtikl Chiddush, where is that? There's that's Yushalmi. I mean, it's not the Mishnah or the Brisa. Yushalmi says this flip side around. Okay. So if you learn the Sefer Shmos Lashon, you'll see that. Now, Benir Poshet, why is it so bad? So he says it's because it's Poshet. It's because it's Ma'ur and Klai Yisrael Gevaldika Mekatrig. And the Mekatrig that it's Ma'ur is Hoyrig Kama Anoshim Bekama Medinos. And brings the Lashon HaZoyer. He says, Is Rucha Choda Dekaima Al Kol Inun Mari Delish Nabisha. There's a ruach that comes on people that speak Lashon Hara. They call Misari B'nei Nasha V'lish Nabisha. When people start speaking Lashon Hara, Oi, Hahu Barnash Misari B'lish Nabisha, or a person says it, Kedin Itar Hahu Rucha Bisha Misava D'Leila. The upper ruach comes, is Misoyer. The Ikri Sachsucha, that's the name. V'iu Shari Alahu Isarusa D'lish Nabisha D'sharu Bo B'nei Nasha. And the spirit was created through the Ruach, through the Lashon Hara, gets this bad spirit. V'iu Ola Elov, and then it goes up. V'garim Bahu Isaru D'lish Nabisha Moisa V'char Bo K'tola Ba'alman. It brings Mois, Misa, and Charev to the world. And woe is to the people that were ma'ir this ruach and were not sure with their pivot and lashon. And they were concerned about this. The hashpa that comes from Shemaim is totally in how much hashpa we give down here. And they're all giving koyach to the chivya rabba, to the great nachash. That he's going to be dilatoria al alma, he's going to go be mastin and mekachik in the world. Okay, so these are in Yonim and Peter Zoyar, but it's a very chomer de kazach. But oit, tamach, okay, the next paragraph says, Nuchaloy, which is okay, it's like more of the Erechin Kalm, Zephyr Lashonar, Magdal, Avonis, Adel Shamayim. Shemar Shatu, Bishamayim, Pian, Bishamayim, Tal. So it was being Shatu, Avonis, Adel Shamayim, Pirish Afshal, Shandu, Malach, Baretz. But it's really hitting the Shemayim because it's bringing down a spiritual force, which have the impact in negatively impacting Shemayim as well. So it's going to come around from that angle. So Lashon Hara, Shehu Misaper, Ho'ila Ad Keneged Kisei HaKoven. U'mizenuch Aleida Az Godel HaChorban Shemachar Bali HaLashon Az Klal Yisrael. And this has effect on everybody. Vo'ita Machar L'Godel HaPgam Shebali De Oven Zeh, Kedei Shadam Hu Poigem Es L'Shoinoi, B'dibur masurim. But he says that besides the fact, says another big problem. The problem is that you're poigim your lashon. And if you're poigim your lashon, now the kedusha that you produce with your tongue, which is through tefillah and Torah, is going to be nifkam. And it won't have the same koach. So aside for the fact, this is what they say also in similar vart. That what? That they start by talking during davening. That a person talks during davening, that feels like I'm miskabel on it. So you get such a bad einish for that. This is the same thing. You're putting him, that's not so much your mouth, but you're putting him the kedusha of the tefillah. You don't take an advantage of it. So when a person disables their koach tefillah, it's a huge einish. But they're doing it to themselves. So then that's what Lashon Hara does. It's Lashon Hazer HaKadosh, Parshat Kudek. U'b'hai Ruch HaBisha, Talian Kamar, Gardin and Acharin. There's a whole other problem. D'inun Mimun El Achta, Mila Bisha, Mila Tinufa, Da'apik Barnash Mepumig, U'vas Da'apik Milin Kadishin, Vayiloin, Vayiloch Hayayon. They're not, the Kedusha Tikka words that come out of that mouth are attached with this Ruach. So he says. He says, I skipped the line. So they're metame that word, v'lezochi le'varnash, v'kavyochot toshasha chela kadisha, and it's toshash, it weakens the power of the kedusha. Fine. V'cheshanamik b'zeh ha'inyin nimtza oid yoyser. She'mevachu ovim plili ba'atzmai, oidu magdil ha'kilkul b'chol ha'ilamais, u'machshich u'memayit oiron, it limits the ability of the light and the karech of the worlds. Why? Because you end up, if you do it once, you end up doing it all the time. So he says, if you even a small avera, insignificant, quote unquote, avera, that you do a will come and stick as the straight ropes of an agala. That even a chait can turn into a voice of agala, into something very, very thick. Now, Moshe, lechut ha-meshi, from a little silk thread, k'shich polenu kama meos pomme, if you turn over 100 times, koshke, it will become thick. Koshke, mechait ha-zeh, shu chomer mitzaratzmoy. Koshke, in this chait, which is chomer to begin with. We're gilin la'avar, lo'av harbi b'harbi, anoshe mecham olof, and pomme, b'mechayim. People can be go on their whole life with this. This is a very interesting shprach he has here. That the pshat is that if it's not on your radar, so you, it's like you were never makabel one this mitzvah. Not makabel on yourself to be careful with this. It's not on my radar. I don't know. So. That's a major kyoko, and you'll end up doing it all the time. Why are you going to end up doing this all the time? Because the nature of people is to speak Lashon Hara. You don't have to find an opportunity. The person is not careful about eating X, Y, or Z. So when you have to wait for the opportunity to come. But Lashon Hara, you don't, there's no waiting for opportunity. It happens, it could happen all the time. There's no specific opportunity to wait for, and it will happen all the time, in every conversation, and over and over again in one conversation, and one thing leads to the other also. And the male, if a person is not aware of it, then it's impossible to really be shomer oneself from it.
But it also sounds like the kilkul, it only comes up because you're not mekabel at all. If you're trying, even if you're messing up.
What's the lashon? He says, in mekabel atzmo klal shomer. No, he's adding to the chaymer adar. This extra chaymer adavar is because A, becomes avoisa agala, and B, because the person is now a kawa and found themselves to be careful with the klal.
Well, pretty hopeful.
I think that people are much more aware of it now, but you know, when he's mechadar this, you know, this whole idea, saying you have to be aware of it. I think it's talking like that. If a person's not aware of it, then every conversation will have this. You know, so okay, fine.
Oh,
very good. So we just finished this. We're coming there.
Okay.
Yeah,
pretty.